אוקיי, אז הנתיבות שלום אומר על פרשת ויגש, כשיעקב גילה שיוסף מחכה לו במצרים, אז הוא הלך לבית אל, והקדוש ברוך הוא אמר לו לרדת, ויאמר, אנוכי השם אלוקי אביך, אל תירא מירדה מצרים, מירדה מצרימה, כי לגוי גדול אשימך שם, אנוכי ירד עמך מצרימה, ואנוכי אהלך גם עלו. באור החיים הקדוש מקשה, מהו המורה הגדול שהיה ליעקב בירידת מצרים? What was Jacob so scared about going down to Mitzrayim? ואם מורה הגלות, and if his fear was the fear of being in exile, וגזרת ועבדום ועינו אותם, and the fulfillment of the heavenly decree that the Jews would be in forced servitude, they're going to be tortured, מה תשובה השיבה הקדוש ברוך הוא ליעקב על מוראו בזה? What is that God answering him? If his fear revolved around the fact that we're going into exile and he knows that this is going to devolve into the exile of being in Egypt as slaves, so what is God comforting him and telling him, don't worry about it. What's God helping him with the promise, I will make you into a great nation over there. And so too, מהו עניין אשימך שם? What is God stressing when he says, I will make you into a great nation over there? דווקא ולא במקום אחר. There specifically and not elsewhere. ויש לבאר העניין, so we could explain it, כדאית בזוהר הקדוש ראי שמות. Like the Zohar says in the beginning of שמות, על הפסוק, the pasuk says, על נערות בבל, שם ישבנו גם בכינו, וזוכרנו את ציון. The Jewish people are lamenting by the rivers of Babylon, we sit and we weep, as we remember Zion, שכאשר יודו ישראל לבבל, ישבו ובכו והיו שבורים מאוד. That when the Jews went down to Babel, they were sitting, they were weeping, and they were very broken. ולא היה זה מחמת היסורים. And they were broken not because of their afflictions, שהרי יש לישראל כוח בגופם ובנשמתם לעבור ולשאת את הכל. God implanted within a Jew the strength in his body and the strength in his neshama to be able to pass and absorb everything, to carry it all. אלא מחמת שחשבו שהקדוש ברוך הוא נתרחק מהם מאוד ועזבם לגמרי. But the reason they were weeping was not because of their suffering, not because of their physical or even their spiritual torment, but rather because they thought that God had distanced himself from them greatly and had left them completely, which is the common theme. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, so the Jewish people always... Their first thought at the destruction of the first temple, למה לנצח תשכחנו, תעזבנו לאורך ימים, זה לשון עזיבה, ואתה אומר ציון, עזבני השם והשם שכחני. When the first temple was destroyed and we were exiled, it was the first time after hundreds of years, I mean, almost a millennium that we were in Israel, that suddenly we're out in exile. So the Jews said, wait a second, how could this be? Maybe God doesn't like us anymore. Maybe it's over. So, לכן היו שבורים מאוד. That's why they were very broken. עד שבא יחזקאל הנביא, till the prophet Ezekiel came, וגילה להם, שבהי שעתה, until the prophet Yechezkel came and revealed to them that at that time, קרא קודש הבריחו לכל פמליה דילי, השם called all his heavenly constellations, soldiers, his whole heavenly crowd, וכל רתיחין קדישין, וכל חילה ומשריאתה ובבוני, וחולחי לדשמיה, all the different holy beings that are up in heaven, God gathered them, ואמר לו, מה אתו נבדינך? And God said to them, what you guys doing up here? ומה בני רחימי בגלותה דבבל ואתו נחה? How could it be my children that I love are out in exile in Babylon and you're up here with me? קומו חוטו כולכון לבבל, come all of you, go down to Babel, God says to all his angels. ואני מכון, and I'm going down with you. הדאו דכתיב למענכם שולחתי בבלה. That's what God says. For your sake, the Jewish people, I myself was sent to Babylon. וירדו הקדוש ברוך הוא בכל הפמליה של מעלה עמו לבבל. God went down with all his heavenly forces to Babylon. וכיוון ששמעו ישראל כך, שאלוקיכם בקרבכם, once the Jews heard this, that God was in their midst, שהקדוש ברוך הוא נמצא עמם ולא עזבם, that God was with them even in exile and God had not left them. התחזקו בזה. They got strength in this. וכבר היה בכוחם נשאת את הכל and they had the strength to carry it all. וכלשון הזוהר הקדוש, like the Zohar, the Holy Zohar writes, Lo chayshu al galuton klal. They didn't care about the fact that they were in exile at all. The hayade, for they knew the kutshabrichu lo shaviklon, that God hadn't left them. Al derech ze, going in this vein, yesh leva'er mora'o shel Yaakov avinu, we could explain the fear that Yaakov, our forefather, had laredet mitzrayma, of going down to Egypt. Ki adata yu be'etz Yisrael. Hitherto they were in the land of Israel. Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh ota tamid enei Hashem Elokecha ba. The land of Israel is a place that God always seeks out. He's always looking at the land of Israel. Ve'ilu ata, but now, kasher alav laredet mitzrayma, when he was supposed to go down to Egypt, nitirei Yaakov ben yazvim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe God's going to leave them now that they're going down. Al derech ma'amar lavan ha'olech le, al derech mashal leben ha'olech im aviv, just like the mashal of a son who's going with his father, shekol ma zman she'aviv ochez biyado, that so long as his father's holding his hand, eino mitirei meklum, the kid isn't scared of anything. He could yell at dogs, he could yell at people, he's holding his father's hand, he has confidence. Ach ka'asher aviv ozev oto, but the second his father lets go of his hands, he starts being scared. Hapachat shel Yaakov avinu, the fear that Yaakov had, lo haya mevav adum vinu utam. He wasn't scared of the forced servitude or the torture. Shemizeh lo nitere klal. He wasn't scared of that at all. Bechol moro shel Yaakov, but Yaakov's sole fear was haya shakadosh baruch hu yazvem, was that God will leave them. Uvimyuchad shem yodim lemitzrayim eretz atuma ve'ervat haaretz, especially because they were going down to Egypt, the land of defilement, spiritual defilement, the land that's the disgrace of planet Earth. And he knew that part of what's going to happen down there is that the Jewish people would devolve 49 levels of defilement and be very distant from Hashem. And about this God replied, "Al tira meredam Mitzrayim, don't fear going down to Egypt. Ki legoy gadol asimecha sham, for I will make you into a great nation over there." Haperush, the explanation, al derech ma'amar ha-Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Zchuto Yagen Aleinu, we could understand it based on what the Baal Shem Tov said al ha-Pasuk, uvikashtem misham et Hashem Elokecha u-Matzata, that God tells the Jewish people, if you sin, you'll be punished until ultimately you'll be exiled, and you could seek out Hashem from there and you'll find Him. Misham daika, specifically from there. Al derech zeo perush ki legoy gadol asimcha sham. Sham daika. Shedavka betoch kura barzel shel Mitzrayim yasu Yisrael legoy gadol. God was telling Yaakov, don't be scared of going down, because specifically in that furnace of Egypt, the Jewish people will become a great nation. Vekamvuar, as we've explained, sheYaakov lo yitere meyisurim hagashmiim. Yaakov wasn't scared of the physical torture that they'd endure over there. For the strength of the Jewish people's soul is beyond all these tortures. And it has strength to carry it all. He was scared of the spiritual defilement of Egypt, that Egypt which is the disgrace of the earth. And about this God replied, I'll make you into a great nation over there. If you really want them to become a great nation, this is specifically through the purification that will happen over there. Both the physical purification, then azikuch beruchniyut, betoch hatum'ah hanora'ah shel Mitzrayim, and the spiritual purification that happens within this terrible defilement in Egypt. That specifically will prepare them to be a great nation. For God doesn't mean that we were to become a great nation in numbers. What's so great about that? The world is filled with many creations. It seems like it's unlimited. What significance is there to the number if we're great in numbers? Ela legadlutam shel Yisrael, but rather when God said, I will make them into a great nation, what he meant was, biyotam ha'am hanivchar l'Hashem, they'll be a great nation, they'll be Hashem's chosen nation. שבכדי להגיע לזה, that in order to reach that level, עליהם לעבור ניסיונות. They have to pass through tests. וכמו שאמרו חז"ל, 10 ניסיונות נתנסה אברהם אבינו ועמד בכולן. And like our sages say that Avraham Avinu had 10 tests and he stood up to all of them. וכן יצחק ויעקב עברו עליהם צרות. And יצחק and Yaakov also had difficult situations they had to stand up to. כי רק על ידי ניסיונות וזיכוך יכולים ישראל להיות לעם הנבחר. For only through tests and through purifications could the Jewish people become the chosen nation. וכיוון שיעקב שמע זאת, and once Yaakov heard this, that Hashem told him, you will become a great nation over there, כבר לא דאג ולא נתירה מירדת מצרימה. He was no longer worried, no longer scared about going down to Mitzrayim.